And we are back. Couch Comedy Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hey, I'm trying to make this as smooth as possible for you. Transition. Once again, this is probably the third or fourth open where the audience can't actually hear what we're talking about, but I'm slowly fading music out.
It was pretty good. It was a lot slower. I mean, you were doing it deliberately.
Yeah.
Because you're a dick, but I no, liked it, though. So joke's on you.
No, I was trying to make it a little bit nicer. I wonder if they're ever going to make like a mechanical one where I can just hit a button and they'll just
that exists.
It. Yeah.
Well, it's like professional grade.
Yeah.
But
well, that's all we do here is professional
yeah,
grade.
Yeah, true.
If you can't tell by the echo. If you can hear an echo, I apologize. But
Couch Comedy Podcast.
A couple weeks.
Profesh. Actually, by definition, we're not professional.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You have to get paid
yeah,
to and we talk about do that. Something.
Yeah.
We are amateurs.
You got to put the Patreon out there and get the After Dark special going. Logo's all done.
Couch Comedy After Dark would be a ride.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Ha.
But what was I saying? I was complaining about something, and now I totally
did you complain
forget.
About so many things. So well, I was about Red Dead.
Yeah, I was complaining about Red Dead. So there's this YouTube channel. I forget what they're called, but they do these like community posts.
Mm-hmm.
They added this like a couple years ago where you can like poll your audience or whatever. It's like Twitter, though, where you can only vote on four options. It's like hilarious.
So it's dedicated for polling, but there's only four options?
Yeah, just like Twitter.
That's super annoying.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So anyways.
Doesn't Twitter give you like seven?
No, this is the problem we had, remember?
Oh, maybe Spotify gives you seven.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Like everything else that actually works gives you like more than four options. Like, believe it or not, there's sometimes more than four things you can choose from in life.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they've been doing like all these polls like, oh, what's the best video game of this year? And the one today was which game has the best story. Anyways, Red Dead Redemption 2, if it's ever in those four, wins by a landslide every single time.
What like, doesn't what's matter it what going it is. Up against?
Today it was like God of War and maybe like Elden Ring or something.
Okay.
Well, no, it was going up against God of War, Last of Us Part 1, and Witcher 3. And it was best story.
Wow. And it won by a landslide?
Yeah, 59%. The next highest was 17, which
seems
was Last
like the
of Us.
Republican primaries. Jeez.
It's just crazy. Like, there's no... I like Red Dead.
Yeah.
It's a great game. It's one of the best games ever made, probably. But... And the story's good, but... by that much? That's kind of wild to me. It's a little wacky.
Especially those games. Like, those are like... Like, if you would have gave me that list, I definitely would have told you... Like, I would have pretended to know and then say it was Last of Us. I'm stroking out. I can't get my words in this morning.
Oh, you would have thought that the community
said
Last of Us.
I don't know
why
I said it that way, but yes. I assumed that the community would be like all over Last of Us.
That was a really convoluted way of saying that statement. But
I'm slipping my coffee.
Yeah, I that's one of my pet peeves.
Sipping the coffee?
Yeah, like when you're in work and someone makes a mistake and they're like, oh, I haven't had my coffee yet. And then you realize it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and they're just trying to save face.
Oh, no, I'm really, this is the first sip of coffee
I
had.
Yeah. I know. But yeah, so I actually would have said that too. I think those are the two games that are just like, they always win. Like nothing else ever wins.
For me, it would have been God of War. Like the first
one. That's what
I really
liked for.
That. Yeah.
You can see my little blue outline right there. Yeah. For God of War.
What site is this?
Oh, this is just on YouTube. So this is like their channel. So if you're just going through your homepage, sometimes.
What channel is it? Sorry.
It's called Falls Gaming.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not even subscribed to them, but they've just been showing up in my recommended for some reason.
You keep interacting.
Well, yeah, I like the, you know, if there's
the
a vote.
The algorithm wants it.
I like voting, you know? But yeah, no. So that's what's been coming up. But anyways, long story long, Red Dead 2 always wins, followed by Last of Us. Unless it's gameplay, then it's any Souls game you put in there.
Which
like Sekiro went up
crazy.
Against like... these other games, and I forget which ones they were. I can actually probably look. Let me see what the last ones are.
Speaking of Souls, I was so excited that the developers of Ori and the Blind Forest were making like a action RPG, like top down.
That's the one we saw the trailer on, the one thing.
Yeah.
It's not the pirate one, is it, though?
I don't think so. No.
It might be.
Pirate one?
I think it's pirate themed. Because you were really excited, but I could be totally
wrong.
Maybe
if they're...
No, maybe it's not. Maybe it's medieval or whatever, like fantasy.
It looked more fantasy, I think.
Yeah, it was fantasy.
But anyway, everyone's saying like, oh, Souls guys will really like this. I'm like, well, great. That immediately makes me not.
Yeah, right. Want it. That's like my kryptonite.
Although maybe it is like that top down view that I'll be a little bit more
okay
cool
with.
Yeah,
That's interesting.
Because like I was good with the Prince of Persia stuff. You know what I mean? Like
the
it's
one
kind
we
of
just
the same
played?
Thing. Yeah, it's the same thing where it's like it's a tough boss fight and you keep playing it over and over again. But the perspective was better than this. Like, I hate the third person perspective where like it just feels so sluggish to play.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
Yeah, you kind of have to anticipate. Seems like.
Yeah, which I know people like, but whatever.
Yeah. So 2 days ago it was best combat, and looking back at this, I probably should have won actually. So it was Sekiro, Devil May Cry 5, Ghost of Tsushima. And Sifu.
That's a tough one. That's a good one, though.
Was DMC5 good combat?
I did not care for it.
Okay.
People like
Ghost is interesting. It has that kind of mechanic where it's like a rock, paper, scissors. Like, it's all about your stance.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting.
So, Sifu.
I never played Sifu.
Yeah, Sifu's very...
Sifu's the one where you get older.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't play that one.
Sifu was like really like every Souls game I play. Like you're playing through it and you're like, oh, this is fun. Like I like this. And then they just smack you with a boss that just pummels
ends
the crap
life,
out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, okay, well.
I remember that one best fighting game that year, which is crazy.
I could understand it, but also I don't know what else was coming out fighting game wise.
It probably wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even a fighting game.
I could see why. It is. It's a brawler. It's not like your traditional fighting game, but I could see where they're kind of putting that out there.
Yeah. Okay. So they did two other polls where it was best year for gaming. And since they could only do four votes, they did two of them. So one of them was, I guess I'm looking at it right now. Looks like they did odds and evens, which is weird. So the first one was 2011, 2013, 2015, and 2017. And 2013 won by a landslide because it had GTA 5
mm-hmm.
and The Last of Us. But then the third game that they listed was Black Flag, which is like, sure. But just those two, it's like you have GTA or Last of Us or Red Dead, it's over. Like
yeah.
It always wins.
I kind of wanted to go back and play Black Flag just to see, because like everyone really, really loves that game. Same with Assassin's Creed 2. And I get it. It was a time and place thing. But like you go back and you play that stuff and it's not nearly as good.
What?
Like it feels as good. Like Black Flag and Assassin's Creed 2 and like just like those games. Like the gameplay is not nearly as good as your Odyssey.
Assassin's Creed was always like, at least the originals were like just mash X
yeah,
to parry.
Right.
But which I don't know. Like I never minded it, I guess, because I just thought it was cool. I was just
it was
cool.
It, like it was
everyone.
A cool time and place thing. It's just if you put that up against Odyssey, the best
right.
Assassin's Creed.
Well,
game, it's
no.
not. It's not.
It's not
hitting.
Even Assassin's Creed, though.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's like an RPG.
Okay, but that I mean, it's still great.
It's a different game. It's a different. I didn't even put it in the same category.
You're an assassin.
No, you're not.
You got your little hidden blades.
You're throwing spears, teleporting.
Yeah,
them.
But you also have your hidden blades.
So
I think you have hidden blades.
I don't even think you have hidden blades.
I think you do.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think
that's a true statement.
Yeah, okay.
The fact that you have to question that shows you that it's not a fair Assassin's Creed.
I'm not saying it's
a bad game. I never said that.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying I don't count it in the series. It's just so different.
I guess. But it's very good.
And I'm just so biased towards my
little Ezio.
Clutch my pearls.
If they remade Assassin's Creed 2, which they're probably going to end up doing.
Of course.
Because
they're quickly running
there.
Out of ideas. Yeah.
I mean, just take.
You could remake that trilogy.
You're good.
You could remake that trilogy and you can make it pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gameplay wise, they have it there. They're good.
Yeah.
I think they've gotten away with it with the Viking one. Like Valhalla wasn't fun.
I haven't played an Assassin's Creed in a decade.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
It's tough because the new one. What was the new one that just came out?
I have no idea.
I can't think of it.
They tried to go back to the roots, right?
Yeah, and it was boring.
What was it? Middle East?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I can't even think of it. That's how forgettable they are now.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I voted for 2011. Skyrim, Minecraft, Dark Souls 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see why that lost,
Minecraft's big.
Minecraft's big. Skyrim's
Dark
big,
Souls started everything.
Skyrim might have some lesser goodwill nowadays.
I think it has better will.
You think?
Yes.
I guess people are looking back on it fondly.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So like, hey, remember when this came out and this we all liked this one and Starfield sucked? Yeah.
Starfield just put out their update where they're like, oh, now you can change your expression in photo mode. I'm like, yeah, that's what it was missing. That was the thing.
That's brutal.
Congratulations, guys. You nailed it.
That's brutal.
You know, I actually went back. So I don't think we talked about this, but I got all the ROMs and everything set and got Tekken 3 up and running. And boy, is that slow and sluggish.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I you know, it could be the fact that you're emulating it, but I think it's more so the fact that it came out 25 years ago.
Yeah. But boy, does it, like, all the sounds and everything are like,
it just comes back to the sound effects.
Yeah. Cause it's like everyone has one sound effect.
Oh, interesting. Dude, yeah. Sounds will always get me.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make me more nostalgic than anything else, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're the same way, but.
No, I think I am. Because, like, even with Spyro, like, I could still quote every dragon line, the inflections that they use. That
picking
sort
up
of
a
thing.
Gem, smashing the chest.
Yeah.
I mean, I just have those. And while I really liked the new one, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I think it's actually like a benchmark for what remasters should be. Mm-hmm. Although, I think we've had this conversation before, but like, there's like this spectrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like on the left-hand side of the x-axis is a remaster. And then all the way on the right-hand side is a remake.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, where does that game fall? Maybe like one tick to the right?
For Spyro?
Yeah, because it's largely the same. But I feel like when you completely overhaul the engine and everything, right?
I would give it.
Can't
how
really
many ticks are there?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Scale?
I'm not sure.
Or is it
10 point scale, maybe? Or
is it a 5?
It could be 5.
If it's 5, then it's 1 point.
So, what I mean by ticks for the audience, because they can't see my hand movement. I mean, they probably understand, but like, so you have, you know, 1 all the way on the left hand side of the line is just a pure remaster, which
upscale.
In my mind is an upscale. Exactly. Mm. It's same engine, same everything, just literally upscaling the resolution.
Which I had Tekken running at 4K upscaled, might have also been a reason why it wasn't running well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things you can
tweak
do
with it. I was like, yep, this is what I wanted. And then I immediately deleted everything and went back to Tekken 8. Anyway,
that makes sense. And then every tick you go, and then our complete remake, I would say, would be like FF7 remake.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of almost just inspired to the point where it's just a totally different game, right?
That's tough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would almost say that that's a tick beyond the scale.
Which, Final Fantasy VII. Yeah, true, because of all the shenanigans.
Like,
I guess
you can't even do it that way because it's like it's 3 games.
Yeah, but no, that's fair. Well, it's also like
it's a different universe.
Yeah, it's
or
different.
Whatever.
Different. Yeah. It's get mumbo jumbo.
I can't wait for you to start the game.
Is it crazy,
dude? I have no idea what's going on.
Really?
I have no concept of.
It's fucking crazy.
I don't get it.
You don't get anything.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Do you
wild,
like that feeling, or do you not like that feeling?
I just don't want that. I want to understand, like, what is going on, because I remember the part that I'm in from 7. Mm-hmm. Not to jump into Final Fantasy, but like. I remember some stuff.
Okay.
But then, like, right before that, there's this whole thing that I'm like, wait, what? Like, what is going on? And now I'm wondering, like, did I have to play the DLC? Did I have to play the... Didn't they put a Crisis Core something or other out?
But that was the same. They didn't touch anything with that. That was literally the same as the original game.
Okay, so then maybe I didn't miss anything there, but like...
I would doubt it. Although, no, you have to think the reason they put that... There's got to be a reason they put that out, right? Yeah. So...
I don't know. It's kind of like bonkers.
Is it like Kingdom Hearts bonkers?
Not yet.
Okay.
But that's what I hear. Like, by the end, people are like, we have no idea what's going on.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't think people are going to like that.
I don't know.
Although it's getting rated very highly, so maybe they do like that.
Yeah.
See, people are very adverse to Kingdom Hearts. People are very 50-50 on it. Like, because it just gets so crazy. like that Tekken video you sent me is like the introduction to starting to understand what the fuck's going on in that story. I'm here for it because I grew up with those games.
Yeah.
But even like the third one, because I've only played the main ones.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, third one's coming out. That came out like what?
For Kingdom Hearts, you
mean? Yeah, like 4 years ago now.
The third one?
Yeah.
At least.
Probably, yeah. Which is crazy. It feels like yesterday. But I was like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna get.
Wait, was it the third one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was all the third one. Yeah, two was forever. The two was amazing. That was the
best
one.
The last one I played was two. I played one and two.
Two is great. One and two were great.
I think it came in a pack on PlayStation.
Yeah, they remastered those, the final mix edition or whatever. Yeah. So they, which, to our honest scale, probably one tick. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, like that's the whole thing is I think Spyro would be maybe like one tick above.
Yeah, like number two
or something.
Like the second two out of five.
Maybe it is three.
I don't think so because
everything's the same.
So every dragon location is the same. Every gem's the same. The thing that gets it one tick for me to the right, so a two out of five.
They re-recorded everything and it looks a different engine and everything.
It's a different engine and the gameplay is different. It feels different. So if you go back and play the first one, Spyro does not move the same. And the only reason I noticed that is because I played so much of that shit when I was a kid.
But it's because they unify them. So it's like on one hand.
No, even if you play, I'm talking the original three across the board.
No, right. But what I'm saying is like his look changes over the course of the games. His movement changes over the course of the games. Like the responsiveness and like everything just keeps getting tweaked
slightly. I think one and two are very similar.
They're similar, but it still changes. So what they did is they kind of like redid it. And then it was like, okay, this is your Spyro for all three games.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But it's like, I love the movement in the first game.
Yeah, where you could just sprint the entire time. And
it was tight. Yeah. You could do like a jump move where you could leap.
Mm-hmm.
So if you held square and X, you can, but it's delayed. I'm telling you, dude, I should be a speedrunner for this because I can just tell there's a difference.
Yeah,
I can just tell.
I think once you get used to it again, but I see what you're saying.
I like it. Don't get me wrong. I think that's it's amazing remaster.
Like every stair, you can just sprint to it and like do like the little hops on it and never stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think that is the right call, right? Like, I really like that when they're doing like a trilogy and they're remaking everything or remastering everything. It's like unify that across the board. I mean, like, obviously, but I think that was just a really good call. I think they did a great job with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. That's but again, it's like the pinnacle of like a remaster. And then you have your Final Fantasies and honestly, maybe not even your Final Fantasies. Maybe it's more like Resident Evil. Like where you're not screwing with like the storyline and adding new characters and stuff.
I would say that like Resident Evil 4 is like a really good remake.
Yeah.
Because they did take some liberties for sure at certain points, but the core of it is the same. See, like a key component for me as well is like, does the dialogue change, right? In Spyro, no. In Resident Evil, yes. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think that's another tip off on where it should lie on that conversation. But
in the original Final Fantasy VII, so the weird thing with that is like you're going back in a flashback, right, into his town, like his hometown.
Yeah, that's how it starts off right after you leave. So where this game should start.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So that's the one thing I didn't really remember, and it does start there.
So well, technically, okay. So in the original FF7, you leave Midgar. And then you actually get like an open world, but you're supposed to go to Calm. So I think what they did was they skipped you traveling to Calm and you start in Calm-ish. And that's where the flashback happens. So it's like pretty close. But if you played the DLC, at the end of the DLC, they actually give you like a little cutscene of them traveling to Calm and stuff.
Yeah.
So it kind of fills in the gaps there, I think.
I'm a little upset with 7 where... And it's not their fault, but like I played it all the way through a PC.
Yeah.
But I get none of those bonus items because it's not out on PC yet. Yeah.
Yep. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
So
it runs fairly well though.
Yeah. Are you running it on performance mode?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I switch between the two and it's like his hair gets a little pixelated and stuff because it's like upscaling some things like that in performance mode, but it's 60 frames more or less.
Yeah.
It's a lot smoother. So it's like, no.
Did you watch the Digital Foundry?
No.
I didn't because I didn't want to get spoiled on anything, even though they said, oh, we can only show a limited number of things. I've tried to not see anything on this. So
me too. Yeah. I watched the their little conference thing or whatever, which didn't really
Digital Foundry?
No, the whatever they put out like a few weeks ago.
Square Enix. Oh, okay. That's right. Like you did watch the
announcement or whatever.
And I didn't watch it because I was afraid. They always do that, dude. They're just notorious for.
I didn't. Yeah.
Oversharing.
I just don't. I did watch the previously on Final Fantasy.
Oh, they have that?
Yeah. Okay. And it's actually good. Done really well. It's like Red 13 kind of like just narrates it, and it's pretty.
I think I'm gonna watch that. I always like watching those, even if I know what's going on. It's just a good reminder, but it's also like I like seeing how well they do it.
Towards the end of it, they do a very like blatant like, and then they're going after Sephiroth, but then Aerith like grabs him and says, "Destinies are entwined here. If you do this, it's going to ruin everything. Like whatever, change everything." And like I didn't
highlighted.
Yeah, so it's like this is a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now play the game. Yeah,
I really like the direction they're going in. I know that people are mixed on it, especially like OG fans. Like I think it helps for me that I played remake first and then went back to the original, so my mind is kind of not tainted by nostalgia. But I think it's very creative. Like you got to think about it from a creative perspective, right? I think someone made this point, and I thought it was really good. Like when you're a creative person and you're making a project, the worst thing you can do is remake something a one for one. I mean, that's just where creativity goes to die. It's like we already did this.
Yeah, you can't. You can't do this because fans expect X or
yeah, like if they went through and just one for one everything with the same voice actors, because I think their casting is amazing. Like I think they nailed everyone's part. It looks great. You know, I think they get the feeling of the game really well. Like they understand, obviously, because they made it.
Yeah, sure.
But if it was one to one, I think you actually lose something there. Like like there are some people that say, "Oh, that's what I want. I just wanted a one to one."
They want more of a Spyro.
Yes. But I think I really like that they're taking that risk and being like, no, this is something more than that. And I think like creatively as well, you have to do something like that because you're going to see the passion behind this versus like, I think there's more of a risk if you're just rehashing it. Because you got to remember in Spyro, it was a different company that did it. Like Insomniac did, they did, would not want to do that, right?
Yeah.
They would probably.
That's a really good point. Like that's the same thing with like 343 doing Halo and stuff. Like whenever they grabbed the reins of it, they were.
I think that allows you to do a remaster really well because you're new to the IP, right? You get that fresh perspective. And now it's still really important that you understand the property. But yeah, no, I don't think Insomniac would ever want to touch Spyro again.
Yeah,
like they're
or they make a new one or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't even think so. I think those studios, you know, they look back on fondness, and this is just my perception of it, but I think they, you know, want to move on to new things. I think that's just, as a creator, that's just a natural progression, right? Mm-hmm. You want to keep moving forward.
Yeah, but you also have, like, your baby, right? Like, where it's like, yeah, it might not be a Spyro the Dragon, like, you know, 3D platformer, but you made that IP, you made the personality, you made the character, like, pull them into something new. You
know? I guess. I think it's Sucker Punch. For example, like, you know, they just made Ghost of Tsushima, right?
Mm.
But they originally made Sly Cooper. Like, that's their baby. That's actually what got them started because they were like a nothing studio until that game came out. And they made Sly 4 years ago and they weren't involved with it at all because they were done with it, right? They were like, we're going to make our trilogy and we're done. So, like, they had the opportunity to come back. And like you said, that is their baby, but they're like, like, we need to... We're on to other things.
It's weird though, because I think there would be a good reception, like if they just took Final Fantasy, kept it top down, made it more fluid, obviously put in a new engine, like put in like Unreal 5 or something, right?
Yeah.
And give it like the Spyro treatment.
Yeah.
Make all the lines voiced.
Yep.
And I think that could
that'd be great.
Work. But right? Like people would really like that. Like I could see it both ways where like, yeah, you have this new remake, this like updated thought or whatever, and it might like that if that's the same studio or whatever, that's fine. But then I think there is this thing where if you had a different studio come in, take the original source material, it doesn't have to be for like 7, but like, you know, people want 8 redone, they want or not 8, not what is it, 9 and 6 or whatever.
It's rumored that 9, they're floating that around.
Yeah, I mean 10, whatever, but like
yeah all the popular
you could redo those
6 through 10
and just kind of just remaster them, maybe get some updated cutscenes and visuals.
I'd love 10.
Yeah.
With really good voice acting.
that's what I mean. Like, I would love 10, just like, hey, give us 10, make it look like Spyro.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of like quality.
Put it on Unreal 5.
Yeah. Yep. And then, like, I don't need like a three disc or like three game span.
One for one.
Yeah. I just want to. Yeah.
Although that was a really long game.
That's true.
So yeah. It's like, I don't know. No, I think you're 100% right. But like, my counter to that is the ceiling's not higher, right? Because everyone knows what to expect. Like, everyone who's played it knows what to expect if it's one for one. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, everyone who's new gets to experience that for the first time in a really cool way. But the ceiling is higher when you don't know. Like, I love the fact that, like, our friend Kyle, who Final Fantasy VII is his favorite game of all time,
right.
Just loves that game, right? Knows it inside and out. He does not know. He's on the same level as me.
Yeah.
We don't know what's coming next. Well, I played the original after the remake. But sure. you know what I'm saying? Like, someone who's new to the series, I just love that we're all in the same boat speculating. It's just a callback to, like, the original, where these crazy things happen and nobody was expecting it. And then you're talking about that and everyone's shocked, right?
Right.
It's like, I like that it's a level playing field.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. The remake is just like, the characters made me attached to them. So it's like, that's my Final Fantasy, right? Like, I played the original and Kyle ran me through that, but it's just like, it's fine. Like, I don't know. I wasn't,
it's old.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it holds up better than Tekken 3, but,
yeah, probably.
But that's, if you have a turn base, it's like bound to happen.
But that's the thing though, is like, it's if they had the original, but just ran better, was voice acted and things like that.
Yeah.
Would I still like the remake as much as the quote unquote remastered original?
Mm-hmm.
That's always the thing, right? Like,
that's,
you want these games to keep coming up with you. So like, you know, your kids or your friends can play what you thought was like the best game of all time.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Because like right now, like for me, like objectively, it's not the best game. Like there's tons and tons and tons of games that do every facet of it better. It does a lot of great things, but like every single
I would argue with you. I think it's a very good story, but yeah.
Sure. But there are games with better stories out there. More succinct stories, better pacing. There's a lot, like, I'm not saying it's a bad game by any stretch, but saying like it's been overshadowed, like probably much too, because it's like inspired a lot of things, but it's just like there are better things out there.
That's the beauty of it, I think. Yeah.
So like, why not take that and like just bring it out, like give it like a facelift to keep it on that level?
Well, that's what I thought they were going to do with that mobile game,
because
that's the style you'd want, right? Like, that game looks really good. They have that.
It could be. I'm thinking even maybe making it
style
more realistic.
Oh, okay.
But like still isometric, like still pulled back, but like super like ultra detailed and stuff. And then if you needed to,
I don't know if it would still hit. I liked what they did with the mobile game because it still has that original feel, but it looks nice. Like it's a nicer look.
Yeah, and there are mods out there that make it look fairly decent.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're just doing that, then it's like, okay, like, then is it actually worth it? Because you're not getting voice acting. You're not doing everything. I'm saying if you're going to go through and update the other stuff, like make it a better UI, make it a more, you know, accessible type there for like the user experience. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a moot point because this is their thing. Like, they're not going to touch Final
Fantasy
for
a while.
No,
of course. But it's an interesting thought experiment.
Yeah.
Unlike what. It's the best. I like what they're doing personally, but I understand the other side of it.
It kind of sucks because like if I really enjoy this one, then I'm probably just going to buy the first game again on PlayStation.
Why?
Just to have.
Oh.
Because I have like the physical disc. So it's like if I really like this and stuff. Because like I want to have the physical copy of the games that I really like on the platform.
How many physical copies do you have?
One. Now I have Horizon.
Okay. The first one.
Technically, I have Spider-Man because Mike hasn't given that back to me yet.
Spider-Man 2.
It's Horizon 2. Because it's PS5, right? So
those games were 4 and 5
and stuff.
Yep.
So I don't know. And I never played the DLC, so it's.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't feel the need to.
Apparently, Yuffie's really good in this one.
Oh, no. I did play for Final Fantasy. I thought you were talking about Horizon. Sorry.
Oh, no. I didn't play the DLC. I don't do DLC.
If it would have gotten a mighty guy on OpenCritic, I would have played it. But I saw it got purple, and I was like, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's like, all right, if you're in the 90s, it's like, okay, this is critical to the experience. But if it's in the purple, it's probably like, oh, this is just more of the same. It's just good. It's solid.
If I'm platinum, like, if I platinum your game, that means that I've put 60 to 100 hours for you, into it. So it's like, it's, I'm,
you're
like, I'm
you're good. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, that's why I don't, need that's why I don't 100% things. I just can't 100% things, man. I don't know.
But the problem is, even when I want 100% something like Final Fantasy, I'm like, I want to get lost in this game, right? Like, I want this to be the game I play for the next 2 months until, like, the baby comes, right? Like, I'm like, this is it for me.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know if it's going to grab me. I think I'll be really, really into it in the beginning, and I'll try to, like, run to all, because, like, even in the opening part, when it's like, hey, go to the inn or whatever, I'm like, okay, but then I go to, like, every place but the inn first, just to explore and see what's there and everything. I found maybe like two chests.
I think you should just play it. Just
I think just I should, because I play it that way for maybe like 20 hours, and then I'm like, man, this is like boring. But it's because I'm
20 hours in the game.
No. That's how I played the first one, where it's like I went through, and I'm not, technically not even the first one, because the first one did a pretty good job pacing wise. But it was like, I would, Final Fantasy, oh man, what was it? 13? What was it? What just came out? 15.
16.
16. Jeez. So 16 came out.
13 came out like 10 years ago.
13, 2, 3, whatever. So 16, that's what I did, is I was like trying to explore and do all these little things. And then it was just like, dude, I don't care about this.
Yeah. And that's a bad one. And then I went to
a point just like, I just need to get through this. So I don't want to do that with Final Fantasy. I want to play as much as I can, but I also don't get burnt out on it.
You got to go your own pace. And you just do what you want to do.
Well, what I want to do is complete it. Like 100, like I'm the completionist guy, because that's just me. That's how I play every game.
I know it's a problem.
That's a struggle.
I really don't view it that way.
Yeah.
At all. Like, I'm just there to have a good time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited though, man. I'm so excited to start it. I'm gonna start it after we're done recording here.
Yeah. I need you to text me just like,
yeah.
Oh, you'll, no, this makes perfect sense. After. Or no, this is what, like,
what did I text you? Oh man, my brain's like not working right now.
You need your morning coffee.
No, I don't, because I'm...
Do you want coffee? Or are you still good?
I know if you finished or not.
No. I'm going to get more. Okay. Do you want more?
I'm good right now. Okay. I appreciate that. I didn't have my coffee, dude. It's snapping.
All right, well, you keep thinking. I'm going to grab more.
So, oh my gosh, you can't put me on the spot here. I don't know what I'm saying. I was playing a game and you were like, dude, text me. You're going to text me. What game is it though? Alan Wake. And I did text you because it was the musical number. That game's so good. I turned at you in the theater yesterday and I was like, dude, I just can't wait. I just think about that. Not every night or anything, but it pops in my head here and there. Where I'm like,
I'm excited. It's on my Spotify playlist. So that one, it will just randomly pop up.
You just get a smile on your face.
Yeah. And I did change it to the radio edit, so it's like maybe like a 3-minute song. It's not like this 11-minute thing.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do the...
But it's enough for me to be like, yeah, that's pretty good.
So good. That game was just Looney Tunes. Good. Yeah. In a good way. But, transition. We were at the theater yesterday.
Yeah.
And we saw Dune Part 2. I've had a long weekend, so I have gotten no sleep. I woke up really early yesterday to watch Dune 1.
Yeah.
And then went to the theater later that morning to watch Dune 2.
How long is Dune 1? 3 hours?
2:45.
And this was 3, roughly? It's
about the same, 2:45-ish.
That's a lot of Dune.
Oh, I watched back-to-back 5.5 hours of Dune yesterday. Yeah. It was a lot. And And then I was playing Persona for the rest of the day, and then I woke up early today playing Persona to finish it. So I've had a long weekend. Anyways, Dune, what'd you think?
I thought, Calvin asked me the same thing. So thanks to Calvin for inviting us out to watch it. But I said that the acting was good. I actually liked the acting a lot. I was getting really strong Mad Max vibes. And maybe it was just because they had like a trailer for Furiosa out there or whatever, but it was just like...
Is that a prequel?
Yeah, I think it has to be.
I guess?
Yeah.
Is it the same chick who played Furiosa? No. Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's a new person.
So like, I'm like totally out on it.
It's the girl from the Queen's Gambit, I think.
Oh, okay. I heard that was good. Sorry. Yeah.
Technically, it's the girl that was in Dune. Her, his sister. That was like that flash forward thing or whatever, and she was standing there talking to him. Or
oh,
whatever.
On the beach. Yeah. Yeah. Spoilers.
Same. She plays Furiosa.
I mean, doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah. but anyway, I said that the acting was good. Okay. I thought that the storyline was like, is fine. Like mm-hmm. It was okay. Like he's trying to gain respect and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the pacing was just all over the place.
Mm.
Personally.
Okay.
I thought like, unless I was just falling asleep, which I wasn't, like I was pretty alert and watching and everything. But I felt like there were these like long periods of like, they did a lot of like character building and stuff like that, and it was fine. And then all of a sudden, just everything's blowing up and people are screaming and this guy is like going in like, I'm going to kill you, and then runs away. Like Batista is like going to like murder these guys out of nowhere and then runs away. And
right.
It's just like there's a lot of things that like, oh, we have to get to this point in the storyline, so we're just going to drop this scene in, and it doesn't seem like the scenes are connected correctly. I don't know. It was it was weird to me.
Yeah. So
what'd you feel?
No, I think that's fair. So the acting was good. I like the characters. I think they're all cast well, except for the Emperor, which is Christopher Walken, which is just such a strange pick.
I like
him as an actor.
Yeah.
For the Emperor?
And he was like, it wasn't bad.
It
was
but
the moment
takes
he talks,
me out of it.
Yeah, the moment he talks, it takes you out.
I'm like, you can't have like.
That would have been the ultimate thing is if he could get rid of his accent. Like if he could get rid of the way
he was
talks,
trying
in the beginning. Like there, when he was talking really slowly or wasn't talking and stuff.
Yeah, but like, if he had any sentence over like 10
words,
it was like there he is. So that was a strange choice.
Spice.
Yeah. But no, acting was really great. I think the best part of the movie for me was the visual effects.
And the sound was good too.
Well, yeah, visual effects and sound, that's a great point. The visual effects are unbelievable mm-hmm. in those two movies. Like when you have that large scale and that much stuff going on, it's really easy to start seeing like the CGI in it, right? Like you think of something like I don't know, like Godzilla.
Yeah. Right? No, I actually, it's awesome that you say that because when I was watching we were watching the trailer for the new Mad Max.
Yeah.
I was watching it. I'm like, man, did I just like, I'll have to go back and watch the first one. Cause I feel like I just did fairly recently. And I was
remember
trying
to
get you
signed
to watch
that to
it.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch it?
Yes.
Okay. So like watching that, it seemed very practical. Obviously they had like a, like CGI in there and stuff.
Yes.
But like when they're like hanging on cars and doing things, it felt more real. But
well, they did do a lot of practical effects in the first one.
But then watching the Furiosa trailer, it looked like she was like hanging on the undercarriage of a car or something. And it was, it looked like the entire thing was just CGI'd.
Yeah.
And I understand that's a small vertical slice, but when
but
you
it's
take
in your
that,
trailer.
Yeah. But when you take that and then you put it against something like Dune, where it's like, I'm assuming they were on sand the whole time.
Oh yeah,
right?
Dude. But when those big sandworms are coming through and the sand's going everywhere, it's I was like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah,
I didn't know worms grew that big. You know what I mean? It's like crazy. I don't know. It's always really good when you can see the budget. You know what
Do
I mean?
We know what the budget is for that movie? I'm gonna look it up.
It's gotta be a gajillion dollars.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
But I don't know, man. The effects were really great, and then the sound design, like you said. I think this is a must-see in theaters, so I watched the first one on my phone, obviously, which was really good still. But when you get that extra element of all the helicopters, Dragonfly helicopters going through, you feel the rumbling, you feel the impact of the missiles, you feel the blades hitting each other, and when projectiles are hitting shields and there's that uncomfortable sound of them
or
penetrating
his mom
shields.
Starts like screaming at somebody and it gets a different voice or whatever.
Oh,
or,
the voice power is great, dude. Yeah. Have this insane bass to it that just
$190 million.
Yeah,
that's how much they have. They had 165 for the first movie and it garnered $435 million.
No, this one's gonna kill it.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna do three. That's what I heard. He's gonna do three, which would finish the second book. So the first book was done in two parts, which was these two. And then the second book is really much shorter, I think, from my research. It's like 300 pages. The first book's like 700. In the original thing, I think there's six, but then his son goes crazy. There's like 18 or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Spinoffs or prequels and shit. Yeah. I have no idea. I saw 18 somewhere. I don't know if that's a real number, but
yeah.
I think six in the original, the guy who wrote them.
It made me very uncomfortable throughout a lot of the movie in a good way.
Right. Like the religious stuff.
You're always just like,
there's something off about it.
Everything is just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like even,
I felt the same way. I'm glad you said that.
Even his, like when his buddy shows up, Thanos shows up, Josh, whatever his name is.
You mean,
Josh something?
Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Fuck. Who's he playing Deadpool?
Oh, Cable.
Cable.
Yeah.
He's great.
But when he shows up and he's like, oh, let's go get these warheads or whatever. It's one of those things. And I think it is the pacing where I'm like, dude, it's real convenient that you just pop up out of nowhere. Yep. And then you have this family stash of nukes.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, did Elvis come in? So also the guy that played Elvis, what's his name? I don't know. He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's there. And I'm like, did he come in and like, he's pulling Josh Brolin strings.
Yeah.
I distrust him the entire time. And like, it's just like, I don't want to give spoilers away, but it's just like, I was on edge the entire movie.
In a good way.
Like it was like,
no, there's something about the tone of the movie that's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. But it's like, I guess it's supposed to be. Right?
Yeah,
like,
I think so. I think it's not a bad thing. It's like, I don't know, because like, you know, naturally I compare this to like Star Wars, which I was talking to Calvin about, especially because of the fucking...
The opening scene is literally Hoth. And they're like,
no, not necessarily, but okay. It's like the marketing was, this is the next Star Wars.
Yeah.
Which technically, as Calvin mentioned to me, this is... Star Wars was based on it. Like Star Wars was inspired by this.
Star Wars came out with a better movie. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Okay. Look. It's going against A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. Like, it's like, you're not going to win, man. Right. Because I was literally going back and watching clips from those movies just to see if it's like, is this just nostalgia or were these movies awesome? And then
I'm looking up when the first Dune movie was put out.
Okay. Yeah. The one that was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, so that came out in 1984.
Yeah. After Star Wars.
Exactly.
Right.
So, like, Star Wars did their thing,
right,
and it was really good looking.
Yeah, if you're talking movie, this is inspired by Star Wars.
Yeah.
But if you're talking concept, Star Wars inspired by this. It's a whole circle.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. But I was watching some Star Wars clips, and, like, the one... Dude, in A New Hope, they go in. The whole arc where they break Princess Leia out of the Death Star is some of the best.
Yeah.
It's just so fun.
Yeah.
You just feel... awesome. It just feels awesome. Han Solo is in the room. He's like, everything's okay in here. How are you? Fuck. Yep. It's like the best stuff, dude. When Harrison Ford's trying, there's no one better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He stopped trying back in, I don't know, 1990, but it was, yes, I agree with you.
So I don't even know where I was going with that. Like, but they're very different feels, right? Like Star Wars is much brighter. It's much more, I don't know. Like, to me, Star Wars is like inspiring. Like, I don't feel inspired by the main character in this one. I actually feel nervous because it's like, wow, this guy is getting so much power so quickly.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's the point. I would think that's maybe the point here because he's really hesitant about it. I mean, that's a big part of the movie, right?
He keeps saying like,
I don't want this.
Don't make me do this. Don't make me do this. Don't make me do this. And finally, he's like, okay. And then just goes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But then he just has this moment where he's like, he knows everything now.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy's unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that makes me, like, infinite power makes me nervous. You know, traditionally, when you're talking about a plot, you're usually rooting for the underdogs. You're rooting for the rebels, right? You're rooting for the Fellowship.
But they had no weakness. That's the thing is, like, typically in a movie like this, you have, like, the small guys. So, like, the sand people. Right, are getting just routed. Like, they're just getting, like, just dominated. But this whole movie, I guess, I don't want to get into spoilers, but it's like, you know, like...
They dominate.
They don't have
they don't
moments of weakness.
No.
It's just like, no, we're these rebel
Well, they have one. They have one. When the new guy comes in, which, again, I'm going to try to knock it in spoiler territory, but essentially, like, maybe this would...
Because it just came out, so I want to, like, maybe...
Yeah, okay. So, like, yeah, I guess the tactic he uses seems like the most obvious tactic in the mm-hmm. world.
Yeah.
It's like nobody fucking thought of that.
Yeah.
Like, well, his uncle's like, what a genius. What a strategic genius. I was like...
Batista's this, like, just dumb...
Might be the worst villain of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time. Like, but I've been told...
Was he in that in the first one? Was he that bad?
No, because we didn't see him, really.
Okay.
But all he does is yell at people.
Yeah.
Kill them. He's worse than Vader. I think his death count's higher than Vader. Yeah, like, Vader at least knows who his good guys are and he doesn't kill them, right? Mm-hmm. That's the thing about... I mean, that's what I was thinking about, too. Like, okay. I just want to say, I want to reiterate, I really like the film. I think it's a great film.
Yeah.
I think some of the weaknesses is the villains are not great. Like, there's no one I fear in this, right?
I feel religion. Like, that's the thing is, like, it's this, it's the Ben Jezeri?
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Like, the shadowy overlord
people
that are pulling on the strings.
They're cool.
They're the people that they're afraid of.
Yes. I agree. Okay, that's a great point. There's not that figure, though. That one person.
But that's probably good, because if you had that one person, then it diminishes their power, right? Because you don't fear anyone is because it's like almost like you see them just controlling everything.
They're just worthless. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like they're all pawns. Like, no matter how, like, you go all the way up to the emperor, pawn. Doesn't matter.
I think that's a great point. That's a really good way of looking at it, which maybe I just have to look at it that way. But like, when you're fighting against a specific enemy, though, I think it diminishes like that final battle. It's like these guys are terrible, they're just incompetent. They're just getting steamrolled.
Like, the Hornet things were just shooting into crowds of people. And I'm like, how are you targeting anyone? Like, it's supposed to be...
Dude,
I don't know.
So it's like... Yeah, so...
You have that. You have Josh Brolin coming over and, like, just screaming at someone. And they have, like, their, like, showdown that's, like, five seconds long.
It's, like, 2 seconds.
But that's the pacing problem, right? Like, to me, if you wanted to have some sort of, like... Even without, like, a big bad, right... It could be just this small skirmish, but no, you just see Josh Brolin run through dudes.
Oh, I don't get the showdown. The bald guys, okay? Like, they're supposed to be this fearsome warrior race, it mm-hmm. seems like, or culture.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just interpreting it incorrectly, but, like, they seem like just warriors, right? That's, like, their whole society is built upon. Like, the one guy, the new bad guy who's introduced is in this gladiatorial thing, but it's like rigged for him, mm-hmm. and then he gets mad that it actually wasn't rigged, and it's like, well, where's your honor?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like, are you guys actually... I guess not, because you get fucking flattened.
I don't know.
It's really... I didn't respect them at all.
Yeah, they're not.
But you're powerful. Like you said, maybe that's the point. Maybe it's like they are not the issue, and it's this shadowy cabal. Which I love. I mean, that order, the nuns.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part of it. Yeah. And I think my favorite parts of the movie is the political intrigue of it. I really like that everyone's vying for power. Everyone's trying to make their own maneuvers. Like, the ball guys are trying to take over. The emperor's obviously twirling his mustache, and then really the chicks are all in charge, pretty much. Yeah. Like, they've been dominating everything.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like that.
It's great world building. It's really neat. Like, they explain all the different things of, like your sand walking and all that. And it's, like, it's cool.
It's a very fascinating world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, like, jumping from scene to scene sometimes felt very jarring, where one scene, everyone's screaming and hating everything, and then, like, the next scene, everyone's, like, behind him and, like, you're such a great dude type of thing.
Yeah, I think... Did you feel that the relationship...
Jumped?
It was just really quick.
Yeah, I mean, you needed it. You had to. Like, I will say that their chemistry... And honestly, Timothée Chalamet, like, he's a pretty good actor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's very believable on that, like, for the most
he's
part. Like,
great, especially towards the end when he becomes enlightened.
He, like, changes his whole, like...
Yeah. You can see the confidence and beauty. It's...
Yeah.
And he's... Yeah.
Like, he looks...
Like, the scene when he's in the temple.
He's looking at everyone differently. He just like,
commands respect.
Well,
man.
He just knows.
Yeah.
It's just like, I've seen everything.
But I can...
This is, like, detached...
Yeah.
...thing. Yeah.
But he conveys it through his performance without telling you. Yep. You know, it's beautifully done. Yeah. I love that.
But yeah, I think, was the relationship rushed? Yes.
Yeah, I
was
think so.
It still believable? I would actually say, yeah. Like I was buying okay. it. I think personally, cause
I don't think it was bad by any stretch. I just,
yeah,
that's to me, it seems like that's a really big part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was, maybe there should have been a little bit more time devoted to that. I mean, there was a lot of time.
I think it would have slowed it down, probably.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how you...
My thing is, like, how many more times could I see him flashback? Or flash forward, I guess. Whenever he's seeing the future. Mm. It's very, Mass Effect-ish, where it's like, oh, I touched the artifacts and I'm getting these premonitions or whatever. How many times do we need to see, like, people starving or something?
Yeah, I love Mass Effect.
I know, but we saw it, like, half a dozen times, if not more.
Yeah.
Like, the every same time. Scene. Yeah, just over and over.
It's got a soft spot on me. You touch a Reaper relic, you know what happened. You know the price.
Well, no, I'm talking in Dune. It was like... I know.
Fair enough. Just say it's the same thing. Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, they're really hammering it home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, billions of people are going to die. It's like, that's fucking
His mom's
crazy.
Insane. Like, his
like mom went crazy, just, yeah. kind of.
I wish I watched the first one again just to...
Oh, I was fresh.
Realign. Okay, but like, do a lot of the characters seem different? Or was it smoother than what?
Like acting wise?
For me, it was like a lot of the character. Well, I mean, really, just him and his mom. Like his mom specifically, where it's like drastically different.
I think
from what I remember,
she was different, but I think it's circumstance. I think it's very purposeful because you have to consider that. You know, we find out in the first one that she is part of that organization, and she's kind of. He's involved with this broader plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he might be the chosen one, but they're like still trying to feel things out. They're the best, dude. They're like, okay, he could be the chosen one, but we're going to put this guy up too because he might. Like, they just have so many outs.
Yeah, they have a lot of safety nets.
Oh,
my
gosh. It's like genius.
But that's the big bad.
That is the big bad. No, I think you convinced me on that. But I wish... Don't you think that you can still have a big bad like that? Like, not even one person, but, like, an idea, but still have a competent brute that you're like, oh, this final battle is going to be cool? Or does the brute have to be incompetent to more strengthen the organization?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I liked the new guy they brought in.
Yeah, he was better than Batista. Batista might be the worst villain of all time. Like, he might be top five worst villains of all
he
time.
He might be pretty bad, yeah. Yeah.
Like he's worse than like Swiper the Fox, and Swiper the Fox fumbles the bag every time that guy's on screen.
Okay, fair enough.
He does.
Sure.
How hard is it to steal from a 10-year-old girl and a monkey?
For Dora the Explorer, for anyone not following that.
They're with
line.
Me. Okay. They're with me. I'm telling you, man, this guy's a fox. He's supposed to be sneaky.
No, you're right. You're right. Mm. Not everyone can be Sly Cooper. Or he's a raccoon.
Oh, you tried. You're cute. You try.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I don't know. I think the guy, I keep calling him Elvis because I don't know his actual name, but I thought he was fine.
Yeah. I thought he was good. I liked him. He was creepy with his chicks that he kept.
Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, it's weird, but I like that.
It feels very Mad Max. Like, and maybe it is just because I don't know. We watched the Furiosa trailer and my mind was
subliminal,
on that.
Yeah.
But like everyone's super pale and bald and you know like it just
yeah I mean visually maybe
yeah.
but and the desert stuff
yeah.
sure that's another thing like the color palette in this movie is like really dark but like the whole thing takes place on a desert planet like what are you gonna do but that's like the vibe of the movie too right it's like bleak and but yeah I don't know Star Wars is just like it's full of heart.
Star Wars is a very, like, so Dune is very, like, I don't want to say cerebral, but it's a little bit more nuanced.
Yes.
And Star Wars is very much like good and evil, root for the good guy. I think the evil guys are cool. Here you go.
I don't know if that's true.
The original Star Wars?
The original 100%. Star Wars is good and evil, but I think Dune's also just good and evil.
Not really.
I think so.
How?
The bald guys are just bad. Like, there's literally no redeeming qualities.
Maybe. They're...
What's one... Like, there's not a single point where I was like, oh, I kind of see where they're coming from.
Yeah, but... Well, we can't spoil stuff. But...
There's a point in which you felt that way? You don't have to tell me when, but no, there was.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, not all of them are bad.
Yes, they are. I don't.
But they. Okay. Spoilers. We're gonna hit the 30-second button if you don't want to spoil it. But what's his face and his mom are from them, so it can't be. You know what I mean? Like there is nuance. So it's like, yeah, like the overarching guy, like race or whatever, seems bad on, but like they're from them. The other person's what's her face is from them. So it's like
the princess.
Yeah. So it's like outs, yeah. You know, like they're,
yeah, but everyone who's removed from their culture is the only redeemable people. And then everyone who's like the bald headed.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you only see a few of them. You see that's like saying that.
I don't think the Empire's nuanced either. Like they're just bad guys.
That's what I'm saying is the Empire's bad guys. But then you read a book like Lost Stars and you see how it's like,
yeah,
they're all brainwashed. That's when you get, they're all, yeah, you know, so like I can,
I don't think you get that in Dune though.
You don't, but you know, but I
like
don't
the Emperor's
think,
bad.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The bald guys are bad. The nuns are bad. The sand people are good.
Yeah, but the sand people are good, but then like isn't the other guy like isn't his dad like running spice and doing stuff on the planet anyway, and the sand people didn't want that.
No, but like he was like trying to broker peace with them and he's like, we're gonna be different, and then he died.
Yeah, but that's a
noble death.
That's England coming over and saying to the Indians, "Hey, we want your land, but we're gonna break
peace." I think it's fairly black and white from my view.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not seeing it clearly, but
yeah.
Like a nuanced is like, what's something that's really nuanced?
Episode one with the trade routes and.
I mean, you're memeing, but like,
no, I'm
kind
being
of,
serious. Kind of.
Kind of.
Like the original trilogy is very black and white.
The more you read into Dooku, the more you're like, this guy.
I know.
This guy knows something.
Yeah.
He does. He saw the hypocrisy of the Jedi.
Yes.
All right. We can't go down this again.
No, we can't.
But I love Dooku. I think he doesn't get enough respect.
I completely agree. You should read his book.
He also 1v1'd Yoda, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was trained by Yoda.
Hmm?
He was trained by Yoda.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Anyways, yeah. So Dune overall, I think good movie. I enjoyed it.
It was good. I don't know. Waiting another 2 years for the new one or whatever.
More than that.
Yeah.
Because he was saying like he wants. Because the second book takes place like 12 years after.
I think I would say like 10-year gap
ten,
or something.
10-year gap, yeah, or something. So he wants to. I mean, he's not going to wait 10 years, but a couple years to let them grow up a little bit and
sure.
I'd be excited for the third one. I mean, I'm really glad I watched them. So, shout out to Calvin.
I would say that if Timothy Chalamet doesn't come back and they just recast a lot of people just for the age thing, I don't know if that would take me out of it or not. But
that would take me out of it.
But Game of Thrones did that, and I was actually shocked at how quickly you accept it. And every actor was awesome in that show.
Yeah,
and it all just kind of worked.
Good. I mean, good quality will always overcome any of that.
Yeah.
Little technical stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go see Dune. I don't know if going to the waterfront for a worm bucket was the call.
I didn't realize that was the reason we went up there.
Waterfront's not a good theater. No. I don't think it's a. It was like the seats and everything are just bad. Like it wasn't.
It's not the worst, but it's, I would rather have went to the one next to my house.
Well, sure. Yeah. But those have like the reclining stuff.
Those are nice. As long as it has assigned seating, I'm okay actually with the movie theaters.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a single movie theater that has.
I'm sure somewhere.
Well, yeah, but not that
it's like
I know
the budget theater or something like Waterworks or something. I don't know.
Oh man, that's the worst when you got to find your own seat and ooh. Yep. Anyways, that was good. I always enjoy going to the movies, and there's just not enough movies these days that I find
Dune,
it worth it.
Dune is worth it. That's something that like Kyle's gonna love on his sound system when all that stuff goes. Like he's gonna really love that.
Yeah.
but yeah, I don't know. Like it hits different in the theater for something like that, but
yep.
The sound design was just really good. But like you were saying, not to keep harping on Dune, but like the music is not,
it's atmospheric.
It's
it does its job.
Again,
that kind of coincides with you being in the theater, feeling the rumble of the bass mm-hmm. that Hans Zimmer loves to do, just adds that extra impact. Right.
But it really wasn't like, most of the time it was just like sound effects that were getting me.
I agree. Don't get me wrong. I think that Zimmer does a good job of kind of
gluing everything together.
Yes. But the sound design is, and the way I know this is that when you have these 1v1 fights, they cut all the music out. And I really like that, actually, where it's really, you're just hearing the steel hit each other mm-hmm. and the grunting of the combatants. It's just very gritty and
it's primal. Realistic. It's like
primal,
It kind of gives you, because a lot of the time with music, you can tell what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, foreshadows, so like, sure.
this is bear with me here.
Okay.
So like if you're watching something like Love is Blind on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Great soundtrack.
You can see what the director is trying to get you to feel by, is the music jaunty, is it whatever. Doesn't matter what
reality shows
saying.
Are.
They're
really tipping their cap. Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same thing with like lightsaber fights and things like that. If it's like a, I'm gonna butcher this, but like if it's a major chord or a major key and you know it's like very uplifting and stuff versus something like Vader and like it music makes you feel that. Strip that away, then like the fight could go either way. Now, granted, you know, if Timothée Chalamet is fighting and it's 30 minutes into the movie, chances are he wins.
Yeah.
But how crazy would that be if he like died? And like anyone could have won in that. Like, even though you know the outcome, the way it was presented, it's like you're basically just holding your breath. And
I
just
was
silent and
I
stuff
was.
As you watch going. And I think that's awesome.
No, I really liked the direction of that. I felt the same way. I always think the absence of music is sometimes way more powerful. I always think of No Country for Old Men.
I never saw it.
There is no music in the entire movie, and it is the most creepy feeling.
Yeah.
You should definitely watch that. If we were still doing our recommendations, I would I'd sign that to you, because that's a great movie.
I like when you have like uplifting music and like they won and stuff, and then it like fades out as you see like this just overwhelm, like they like it was a really tough battle, they really overcame it, and then like let's say they blew up like a worm or something, I'm making that up, but then like you turn and then you just see like five other ones and you're just like, oh okay, we're done. That could also be powerful, but
I was watching Independence Day and
the original one.
Yeah,
I liked too. Chelsea did not. We left the theater, and I was like, "Man, I'm so happy we went to see this." And Chelsea was like, "Yeah, it's okay."
Yeah, but when he's doing the speech or whatever,
yeah,
that's great.
It wasn't a good speech though. I don't know. Everyone always pulls that speech.
I
as,
love
like, some
that
of the best
speech.
Speeches, and it's like it's okay.
It's the music that does it for me.
100%.
It is
exactly.
It is brilliant.
Yeah,
like I can't even describe to you like how fantastic.
We did top five speeches, right? Didn't we?
No, we did video game monologues or something.
Okay. Yeah, because like Aragorn has one and stuff. And like when you just
Aragorn's
read it
great.
And stuff, it's like it's fine. It's
you don't
okay.
like Aragorn's speech?
It's the music. It's getting you pumped, but like the actual like speech isn't like this crazy well written thing. It just repeats a lot of stuff.
Hmm.
Like a good speech is just repeating a lot of things and just saying like, even if you die, you're doing it for a cause. I don't know. It's supposed to brainwash.
I think Aragorn's
people.
Speech is good. I like Sam's speech at the end of Two Towers.
I think that's a better speech.
One.
Yeah,
that's more of a monologue, I guess. Yeah. But I guess a speech. Yeah, that one's really good too. Those are the two. That one might be better than Aragorn's. Although I think Aragorn's great.
Yeah,
we could do top five speeches
in like cinema or whatever. Yeah.
In cinema. Yeah. Dune 2.
Dune 2.
Dune part
movie.
2.
Yeah.
Good movie.
See, I would say see it in theater. Did we see it in IMAX?
I don't think so. Isn't there only like a couple IMAX, like true IMAX theaters?
Well, AMC is one of them. That's why I thought originally we were going to go there.
I thought the only one in Pennsylvania was like in Philly.
It's like there's one, it's like IMAX, and then there's like There's one above another that? Level okay. or something.
Then it was probably IMAX.
Because there was one in Cranberry, too, where it was like, it's a specific scene or screen.
Super IMAX.
But we were walking, and I don't know if you noticed, but there's like a big IMAX. Like, I think they only have one theater at AMC that's IMAX. Or maybe they have two, one on either side. But I was like, oh, we're going to see it. And then we just like walk right past it. I was like, oh, okay. Because that's like the one that they renovated. So they have like a really nice theater.
I see. We got put in the...
It's not even a theater. It's like B-team. One room or whatever. Yeah. And then we go next door.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I was not paying attention because I was very tired.
Yeah.
But...
Coffee there. Coffee wasn't bad.
No. Dude, what a great idea. Yeah. Coffee at the movie theater, man.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Coffee is good because it doesn't make me have to pee.
So really?
Like, yeah.
It makes me have to poop.
Yeah. Well, sure. That's like,
dude, did you say we went at 10 a.m. because Calvin always falls asleep during movies?
That's why.
Yeah,
sure.
I thought it was availability thing.
Yeah,
I would have slightly vetoed that. Maybe like 12.
I actually wasn't upset about it because like we left there. I went and saw my brother-in-law, and we went through like some of the stains and things like that.
That works.
And like I got home, and it wasn't like crazy late. Like, it would have been, like, maybe, like it was going to start getting dark by that point. Like, if we went at noon, not getting out of there until, like, 4 o'clock.
Right.
And then I'd go into his, like, call. So, yeah, selfishly, it worked out for you. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that's good. No, it was good. It was a great experience overall. So, yeah. Okay, we have more things to talk about.
Yep, sorry.
We got more things to talk about. Okay, while we're on movies, I'm going to shift to TV shows real quick. So, Curb Your Enthusiasm's final season. It was not good, but...
Yeah, it's fine. We'll let it go.
I was breaking it down in my head.
I was wondering how you're going to do the transition.
Well, there's other video game things that we're going to talk about. I was like, I'll stay in the...
I know you're thinking about movies.
We're going to go from
Let's stop talking about movies.
We're going to go to the silver screen instead of the...
Yeah.
What's the movies? Gold screen?
Big screen.
Big screen.
I don't know.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is a show.
Yep.
And they're on their last season. And I love Curb. It's hilarious, right? One of the funniest shows. Mm. And they've been going for like, what, 20 years?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like crazy. Watch the first ones.
I was watching some of the earlier seasons, and they're talking about Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, really?
That's like 05, yeah, right?
Sure. I was still working at GameStop.
That's
so it's,
crazy.
Yeah, it's been a while. I don't know. 20 years might be a little. That might be a stretch.
I want to say it's.
Oh
close.
No, you're right because we talked about this forever ago. Where it's like they started way before. I think.
Yes.
There was. Yeah.
And then there's a break, right. And they came back. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways. And Larry David looks the same, which is funny. Like, the guys look the same for 50 years, I swear to God.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really like the show. I think it's hilarious. But I saw an interview with him, and he was, like, kind of peek behind the curtain sort of deal, where he was like, yeah, so the show's, like, pretty much improv'd, which I knew, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they have a loose script, like an outline of what they're going to do, and then they just play with it, right?
Yeah.
But what he said after that was they do a bunch of takes and then they cut it together. So he gives a lot of credit to the editors of the show.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they did it so much, though. Now I'm noticing every time they're cutting. Like he'll say something and then the camera will come back to him and he'll have a different facial expression. And you can just tell it's a different take. And it is taking me so out of it, man.
So why do you do this to me?
Oh,
like
you're
I wanted to like rewatch because we're finishing up. I was finishing up Parks and Rec, and
maybe
I was
going
to go to Curb. Maybe not.
Maybe you won't care.
I didn't notice it before.
Me neither. But now I'm just like I see every take because it's like it's just the slightest thing. Like he's a little bit to the right.
Oh, just like,
and I'm oh my God, I can't not see this now. And it's every scene. I'm just like, oh, that was a different take. That was a different take. And now I can just piece it together. Oh, I wish I never heard that.
Yeah. If that's I thought you were going to like...
No, it's not going to ruin the show for me, it's... I am always watching it and just noticing that now.
Yeah. We're going through New Girl right now, and man, that's such a good show. It's very
funny.
Yeah,
I heard that was a good
You never saw New Girl?
No.
It's really funny.
I don't watch TV shows a lot. It takes a lot to get a TV show out of me. Because
you're on the anime. Like, you're going to watch TV, you're hitting anime up.
I haven't, though. I've just been playing so many games. It's
I really like the... Damn it, I forgot its name. I was going to try to...
Yeah,
good try. Tensa Mushi.
You can't get that.
Season 2.
What?
I don't know. They just won best anime of last year.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Samurai.
What is it called? I know what it is. Yeah.
It's like two words. Samurai. I don't know.
Look it up now.
Whatever.
No, it's not Samurai. It's...
No, Tencent. Tencent BlackRock.
Tencent. All right, keep going. I know what you're talking about.
I'm sure I have it somewhere here.
No, I have it right here because I watched it.
I have it right here. It's going to be faster. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 one Crunchyroll Anime of the Year.
I thought you were going Mushoku Tensei. Because you kept saying 10.
Yeah, what did I say? Well,
Jujutsu Kaisen doesn't have any 10 in it.
Kaisen rhymes with 10.
Nice. Good save.
Yeah.
No T's, though.
Well.
Jujutsu Kaisen was great. I haven't finished it, though. I'm like halfway through it.
Some call it Season of the Year.
I would have given it to, I think Vinland Saga came out last year, the second season. I think that was better.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get past the milking of the cows because you're a baby, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The intro is really cool. He's like jumping from boat to boat.
I think you just need to get to season two because I actually think you'd be one of the few people that would appreciate the shift in tone. Whereas a lot of people are like, didn't...
I should watch Invincible season two that's been out.
That's what you should watch. Yeah. I haven't watched it either though because I don't have Prime Video.
I think we have... Well, I mean, yeah, if we have Prime, we have it.
Yeah. I haven't heard a lot about that.
Me either.
Like when Invincible first came out, like it was all over the place, and maybe season two just didn't slap as hard because the shock value is over. Right?
If I look it up, it's just he's in Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah.
Omni-Man.
Okay. So as I said, playing a lot of games.
Yeah.
Not even like a lot, but just. Games have been taking up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
So.
You have significantly more time in one game than I do. Well, I don't want to. Sorry.
What game?
Balatro. Yeah, Balatro.
Balatro?
Balatro.
Yeah.
It's officially Balatro, but we can call it whichever.
I call it Balatro. And you have like 8 hours in it?
Yeah, unless you played more since you.
Nah, there was just that first week.
That you just crushed it.
I was addicted. Yeah. I was addicted to it. And I still play here and there, but I got to finish Persona.
Yeah.
Well, I did finish Persona.
And we talked about it last or two episodes ago or whatever.
Yeah, you were describing it to me, though. So now I played it.
Did I describe it fairly?
You did, but you have to play it. It's one of those games that's pretty hard to describe because you were like saying stuff. And you're like, you got to beat the blinds. And I was like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So there's just like obstacles you have to get past. And then you get to buy from the shop and just make your deck stronger.
Yeah. It's a poker deck building game.
Yep.
Real quick, because we don't have to spend a ton of time on it unless you want to like did you want to review it or
I was gonna give a rating.
Just giving a quick rating on it.
Just a quick what I thought and a rating.
My quick question for you is like what's your opener? Like I found myself like whenever I start a match,
mm-hmm.
if the you know how you get like rewarded if you like skip a blind or whatever.
You do the double skip?
I typically will do a double skip and just go straight to the
It depends the what's round. on the thing.
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah.
Like if there's a rare Joker skip, I'll do that, but I'll have to play another one so I can buy the rare Joker.
Yeah.
So it really
if there's ever like a
fluctuate
all the packs in the store are free next round.
Yeah, I always skip that.
Always hit it.
Because you don't need money
at
that point. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then if you get a double skip with like two really good things and then you're able to beat that boss, you're just in such a good spot. Yeah. So
I mean the boss is two straights or a flush and a double pair full house or whatever.
Like so that picture I sent you where I got like in the exponents.
Yeah, what the heck?
I got two legendary Jokers.
Okay.
And then like two negative Jokers.
Well the thing I like about that is if I wanted to see if I could get to where you got, is I can just pull your seed.
Yeah, I sent you the seed.
In. Yeah.
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 Yep.
Sounds a little gross.
Yeah, but
it's but I can good. Do it. Yeah.
You could do it.
It's cool.
No, that was a crazy run. I could have gotten higher, but when you get to late game like that, my brain stopped working.
Yeah.
It's like crazy, dude. It was so nuts.
Yeah.
And then I had DNA as well, so I could duplicate cards. So my whole deck was just like kings or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I was just getting five of a kind every hand. Like
I got a couple of the tarot cards where it's like, just replace, or maybe it was a Spectre card or whatever, but it's like, replace this hand with all the same suit.
Yes.
And then I lucked out. And it's love just all hearts
opening
and stuff,
with
and
that.
Just, yeah.
Because then it's like, okay, I know I'm going flush build now, but I didn't already commit to flush build. So yeah. It's like, now I know which one I'll go to. Oh, that's the best.
There's one Joker card where it's like every time you do, like every time you play a blind, it increases the multiplier by like half or something.
Yeah.
And, but it deletes one of your Jokers. So like, that's the only Joker you can have.
Oh, it eats them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And it's like, I got pretty far with that one. Okay. I got pretty good, but yep. It's good, man. It's a fun game.
It's a really fun game and it's just so creative.
Yeah.
I mean, we just live in such a age of indie games.
That's like, the thing is like that grabbed 8 hours of your time
instantly,
just automatically.
Yeah. It's such a simple, it's not actually that simple because there's a lot of layers to it, but it's like,
yeah, but it's
conceptually
like it's always
simple.
That one more. It's like you can, and like, it's
not
perfect,
quick though. Like when I was playing Hades, it was like quick.
Yeah.
One more.
Yeah.
This was
yeah.
like, oh shit, another hour and a half. Cause yeah. I went on
or
a big
you're playing
run.
Like Tekken and you're just like, I'll play two matches or whatever. And it's like,
yeah, oh,
it's
Tekken's like beautiful minutes, for yeah. for the one more. Yeah. Tekken's great. Although my thumb starts hurting. That's when I know.
We got to play more of that.
My thumb has a callus on it, dude. It's
yeah,
like,
it's your little Tekken callus. You name it Nina.
Crazy. Nina's wild. Yeah. Just so many half circles that I'm just digging in to that controller.
Did you get a controller?
No.
You can have the white one down there.
Why?
Because I got a controller.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm purging and I'm in the midst of purging stuff. So just remind me you can grab it. The sticks drift, so. I'm not going to help you out, but
okay,
the D-pad.
Well, no, I do need a better D-pad. I do need the better D-pad. Like, yeah, I love Nina. She's great.
Yeah.
She's so awesome. Like, I try other characters, and I don't know. It's probably just because I started with her, and I was like, yeah. I don't know. I've just put the most time in her. Although, my second character is probably Azucena. I'm trying to get a second character up.
I love the idea that, like, I'm not saying this is what we're doing, but I love... If like you have like, your secret character that you're kind of working on, and like I'll have a secret one, and then we pull them out. And
I shouldn't have told you then.
Yeah,
but maybe I can still get Justin. Although he listens
you
to
get
us.
Justin. Yeah. But, dude, he hasn't played, and then he'll throw out some crazy combo. And
Victor is crazy, dude. I struggle against Victor very much.
I play till I win, which I know sounds weird,
that
but
does sound
like
weird.
We're up. High enough now that it's like
you're losing most of the time.
I'm losing a ton, but I didn't downgrade. But the past few times I've been doing it, I've been just crushing people.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've just been one and done?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. For the past, like I think every day this week is just like I just win. And
I wouldn't do that. I think it's better just to get the volume in.
Probably, but it's like okay, I play over lunch or something.
Oh yeah,
I'll
yeah.
I'll
sure,
do a quick
sure,
match and I'll be like and I'll feel good about it. I'm like. I'm in a good mood. I'm happy with that.
But if you're sitting down to play a Tekken 8 session, you should just play it for like
a couple hours.
I need to get back into that, but like the single player games are just dominating my life right now. So Tekken 8's so good. Like what a great sequel. Like that's the best Tekken ever made, right? Like easily. I mean, I don't have the nostalgia you have, but it just to me in my mind and maybe I'm totally off base on this, so let me know. But it just does everything better. It looks better.
Yeah.
Feels better.
I think you playing it is a dramatic part of why I'm enjoying this one so much. Because if you were not into it, I think I would have dropped it a while back. I like it a lot. Like, actually more than most things. But, like, you were the one that spurred me to, like, find my main and work through. Like, I'd still be playing, like, Brian or something and just kind of, like, doing stuff, losing online, and then getting frustrated. But the fact that you were putting the time in and grinding and being like, all right, well, I'm getting better here. And like you were talking about videos that I watched and stuff, like having you kind of like, ironically enough, pull me along, like is the reason why I like this one so much.
I think you need that in any competitive game. Like I had that
definitely.
In League.
Definitely.
Like I had my friends who were showing me the ropes and they were super into it. So I was super into it. Yeah, it's really tough. When you're on your own, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you kept me playing it. And, like, Helldivers is fun, and Power World was, like, okay. Like, I missed the boat on Power World, but, like, yeah, specifically Tekken, it was, like, we clicked on that, and I was, like, I really like it. And no, that'll just be something that we just keep coming back to. Is
I'm just surprised that like I can hold my own.
Yeah.
I'm so new to it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I'm not good, but I'm...
I will say the practice and all of that stuff is easily the best tech has ever been in terms of like teaching all that
stuff. There's so many tools. Yeah. I feel just like it's almost too many tools.
Yeah.
But it's like there's always something I can set, you know. I mean, we talked about this in our review, but there's so many tools, like I said.
Yeah. For me, it's like, if you want to say like the best Tekken, I think, I think people really like Tekken 5.
I hear 5 a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're talking. Like, are they talking balance? Or are they talking...
I think balance. I don't think Tekken 5 had a lot of walls and stuff.
Okay.
Tekken 4 was the first one that actually had walls.
Yeah.
Everything else was just infinite.
That's such a big part of the game now.
Now it is. But I think Tekken 5 kind of pulled it back a little bit. Where Tekken 4, they tried a lot of things.
Right?
Like they changed up Jin. They made new characters and stuff. 5, it was like they pulled it back. And they're like, okay, you guys really like 3. Here's kind of like this middle kind of hybrid ground that I think people liked a lot.
But I don't know. I sound like you at this point where it's like when you were talking about Final Fantasy 7.
Yeah.
To me, it's like that. I'm looking at it from the aspect of like, this looks better than any Tekken ever.
Yeah.
This plays better than any Tekken ever in terms of like smoothness and everything like that, right? Like,
I think the thing I'm missing is just like the... I think I'm missing the nostalgia. So like maybe when Eddie comes out, I'll get a little hit of that and I'll be like, okay, cool. Like,
well, that's because you're a Hihachi guy.
Yeah, well, like a lot of characters now weren't from like the original roster. Like I told you, like I know about half of them. So like I'm missing a lot of that nostalgia. I was really excited for like the Tekken Shop just because I wanted all those like classic characters and classic different things and stuff. And like that was so disappointing.
There were some of them though, right? Like Jin got a...
Kind of, but like Jin, that was from 4.
T4.
When I hated, like I loved Jin in 3.
So you're Jin only looking for 3.
Not outfits. Necessarily, but kind like partially, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I don't
you didn't
care.
Like the other ones.
I don't care about the outfits as much as I care about like I want older characters. Like I want Lei, I want Bic, I want Bruce. I want I want old school characters to be brought back in.
Eddie's in old school.
Eddie was in 3. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'll help.
Yeah.
Did you like him in 3?
Oh yeah. Eddie was one of my...
Really?
Yeah, but he was like the cheap character that just like you could just crush.
I'm not looking forward to him coming out. I think he's going to be annoying as fuck.
Maybe. I think once you... Yeah, it'll be fun.
No, I think he's going to be annoying as fuck. I want Anna to come out.
Yeah. I don't...
I would be curious to see how she plays compared to Nina.
I'll be surprised. Like they were saying that a lot of the roster got leaked. And I know Eddie, but then the other three
I didn't watch that video though because I don't want to spoil myself.
Yeah.
Did you watch that video?
I did.
Okay.
So I knew
you know what the rumors are.
Yeah, I know what the rumors are, and I don't know any of the other characters.
Oh, the rumors were just Eddie?
No, it was all 4 for the year.
Yeah.
But Eddie was the one that I knew, I recognized.
Yeah.
And I don't know the other 3 characters.
Oh, there were names, but you didn't know.
They were in previous Tekkens, but not that I really was into.
Oh.
So it kind of like took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah.
I'm like, granted, it's rumors. Maybe it'll change.
Well, if they're doing Eddie, then that kind of covers them for the old one, and then probably do the other ones. You got to think some people's 5 was their favorite. And they
I'm being pure selfish. I'm just saying, like, if you weren't playing, or if I wasn't having that kind of rivalry, there's not a lot of nostalgia pulling me into Tekken. So if I'm playing by myself, I'm not usually I'm not the guy that's going to go online and just play random people. Usually,
yeah,
I am now just because I.
Trying to get better.
Keep ahead of you and get better. But
I don't know. I mean, that's a big part of it, but I think you still would have enjoyed the game.
Oh, 100%. But I would have, like I played Mortal Kombat. I would have played the story. I would have tried all the different modes and stuff, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
But like, I officially 100%ed Tekken, so like that's, I hit the whatever achievement. Super easy to get. So if you want to,
yeah, there's not a lot
in the game.
Yeah.
It's 47 achievements. And the last achievement is just get all the other achievements.
Yeah, there you go. 46 achievements. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know how we got on that, but Tekken's great.
I don't remember how we got on that.
Balatro's good.
Balatro.
Do you want to give a score?
Yes. It's always really tough, right? Because you're just going back and forth from playing these big budget games, and then you play these small indie games, and it's just apples and oranges.
Yeah.
So how do you compare the two games? I mean, it's so like you look at Tekken 8, for example, it's like so much budget in this game. Like this has to be easily the highest budget Tekken ever. Like, you can tell that they put a lot of effort in it and it looks amazing. And the characters look so good in that game. Like I really like the character design. But in Balatro, it's just a card game that's in this like CTV like
So I shut all that stuff off. I turned off the shake. I kind of made it a little bit more.
I actually think it looks like garbage when you turn all that off. So I keep it on. I lowered it a little bit, but
I turn it all off just because on the Steam Deck it plays a little better on
interesting.
A small screen.
Okay.
The way I view it is, you know, and we talk about our rating system where it's like, you know, for if you have an 86, that's a silver. If it's or
86 up is gold.
Where it's like, okay, how much did I like this game? I think it came out of nowhere. I really enjoyed it. I think that it does stuff differently than like anything else.
Yeah.
So in my mind, bare minimum, I would give it an 86.
Right.
But when I take that and I look at, you know, what does it have to offer? Like how much extra stuff do you get where it's like you have endless mode, you have all these other things you can unlock and all these different decks. And, you know, what they say, like 150 different jokers, which are all randomized stuff for the game and whatnot. Has a good not multiplayer component, but like good. Hey, here's the seed. You can go play it and try your hand on it or whatever. But I think it's really, really clever. I think every time I play it, it feels new. Like, yeah, it's like, okay, I'll do a flush run or I'll do a straight run or spades or whatever. But it still like kind of like you get one card that can completely change your entire goal, which I think is really, really neat. So for me, it's like, I do a quick judge of how do I like the game? I really like it, which, okay, that's gold tier for me. And then what would I change about the game? What does it not maybe do as well? And if I start having like more and more things that I'm trying to I really can't say too much, right? Like there's not a lot that I'd be like, oh, if it just did this better, it would get higher for me. Like I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. So then it's like, okay, well, like, I'm putting it at like 91, 92. Like that's kind of where I'm at.
Yep. I think I'm at 90. So a very similar thought process where it's like, I think it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything like you can just sit down and play. I think because you have that 52 card standardized deck poker hands, like it's very easy for anyone to jump in.
Yeah.
Now the jokers are a completely new dynamic, right? There's a little bit of a learning that goes on with there. I don't think anything too crazy though, but that initial what am I trying to accomplish is there, and it's just math. So it's like I think anyone can play that game, have a great time. It's very universal in that respect, which I think that's a sign of a great game where anyone, because you were talking about like, I remember we were talking about greatest games of all time stuff, and you're like, well, I think it should be something like Mario because like anyone can enjoy that, right? So I think there's like there's something there when it comes to that where it's like, you don't have to like a specific genre for this.
Yeah. It's like a puzzle game. It's like a roguelike, like it transcends.
Yeah. But I don't necessarily like puzzle games and those cards like I never played Slay the Spire, right?
Yeah. Monster Train. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I think it's easier to gravitate towards something like this, like to introduce you to that genre.
Might actually
maybe
really like Slay the Spire, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, I remember I was talking to Nate, my cousin, about this, and he didn't like Slay the Spire that much, but I think he might enjoy this game if you give it a try. So, anyways, I was thinking 90 because I think it's just a solid game. It's that it's a new experience every time. It's you get to think creatively about the different builds you want to do. I'm still discovering new jokers and like putting things together. And it's like, oh, but if I get these two, that would be a crazy combo. And so many unlocks. And then you have the different levels that just add a new layer to it. Right.
Yeah.
So you unlock all these decks. And then once you get all the decks, you can start beating them again to get levels, and it gets harder and harder, and you got to be more creative. And It's there's so much to it. It's like a balloon's tower defense in terms of content, man.
I wouldn't even go that far, but it's a lot. Yeah. I mean, I guess technically from a way
it's not as much
nice
as balloon.
You can kind of completely change how you.
Yeah, balloons is crazy. That's the greatest game ever made. But
you get on your mic.
I just keep unscrewing it. Watcher is really great. I give it a 90.
Yeah.
I think it's just a solid
I'm good with 90. We can do that as the cash cow. What do we give Tekken? 92?
92. Okay. I gave it a 92. I was higher than you on Tekken 8, which is crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's you're typically trending higher on stuff than me.
Oh, I guess that's not crazy.
Yeah.
Although Tekken, like, I just thought you're...
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. If it had more OG characters...
Remastered, it would have been 100.
Yeah. If it had, I think, a better story...
I thought the story was fine.
It was fine.
For a fighting game. Well, we already went way into that, but in terms of fighting games,
90.
Stories
we'll
aren't.
Do Elytra at 90. I'll put that on the
chiseled. All right, where are we at? I wanted to talk about Persona 3 real quick.
We're 90 minutes in.
So I finished Persona 3 Reloaded this morning, and I just wanted to quickly share my thoughts and then give a rating because Tyler's not going to play it because he's scared.
I have no desire to play Persona.
No. If anything, you're going to play Yakuza, right?
If anything, I'd play 5 before I played 3. Like, if anything, I'd play Yakuza first. But, like, if it's like you have to play a Persona game, I'm playing 5. I'm not playing 3.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
also not playing 5. But go on. Sorry.
Shocker. Yeah, I really like this game. I mean, it big shock. I'm really into the series. And this is just more of what you'd come to expect from a Persona game. Now, I tried to do a little bit of research before the episode today I never played the original, right? So there's actually a couple versions of it. So there's like the original on PlayStation 2, but they did a portable version, which was actually the version that they had on Game Pass like last year or something. So I saw a little bit of the portable version, but then I went back to do some research on the original because I wanted to see what they changed, right? Mm-hmm. And they actually really overhauled this game in a lot of ways. I think this is another example of something that's really well done in terms of that remaster / remake kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know how many ticks this would get, maybe 2 ticks over, because they completely voice act almost the entire game. Like, I think there's more voice acting in this than 5, which is crazy.
Wow.
Because, a lot of the dialogue that you have with your teammates and stuff, and maybe I'm misremembering 5 a little bit. Maybe I'm not giving enough credit in terms of how much voice acting is, but I thought there were a lot of dialogue boxes and get the voice acting when you're in there.
You'll get one moment or whatever. Right. Like when you talk on it, it's like, okay.
Yeah. And in this one, there's still some of that, but there's a lot of it is voice acted.
Yeah.
And their cast is great. I think all the Persona games always do an excellent job of casting because I think there's a lot of crossover from the anime community, which makes sense.
Sure.
But those voice actors are top notch, especially these days. I think they're incredible. When you talk about English dubs,
mm-hmm.
So that was all great. It looks great. It's an Unreal 5, so it looks great. I will say some of the background stuff, the textures are terrible. Some reason it's really strange. So in the classroom and stuff, the posters on the wall would just be the most low res garbage. But the characters themselves are very good. They're crisp. They did so anyone who's played Persona, when you're talking to someone, their portrait kind of comes up and then their text box. Their portraits are all new and fresh and sharp and hand drawn and stuff, right? And they look great. So yeah, the game's presentation, which is always one of the strongest points of Persona, is just on point. And it just puts it into the new age where it just has these flashy animations. And when you're doing team moves and everything, you're doing your super move, it's just this over-the-top spectacle that's really awesome. I think the menus are really cool, too. I think that stylistically, just some of the best parts of the game and what draws me into it a lot. In terms of... The gameplay is similar to the rest of the series, although they've updated it in this one. I don't know exactly how. I think there's just some small tweaks and quality of life things that they did. You can... there's the super moves and stuff, and then there's team attacks, which I don't know what was in the first one, but a lot of the gameplay is finding the enemy's weakness, knocking them down, and then doing a team attack. That's a big part of the game. So I don't know if that was necessarily the first one. I couldn't find that. So maybe it was, but I think they did add a lot of quality of life things to the game. I will say that the gameplay loop gets a little repetitive for sure. You're kind of doing the same thing over and over, which I think they're all kind of like that. But it's essentially Pokemon. So anyone who likes Pokemon... but hates it in this game is kind of hypocritical in my opinion, because it's the same gameplay.
Yeah.
You're trying to find the weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all the elements, and then you're using your moves that have elements to counter their weakness. Right.
Right.
Seems pretty samey to me.
A little reductive, but sure.
Well, what else is there?
I
have some moves that increase my defense.
Well,
one game
you're shooting your head. The other game is cute little pocket monsters.
Okay. Have you ever seen Power World, though?
Yes.
Could I introduce you to both of those realms?
That's fair. That's a good point.
I thought the gameplay didn't bother me, I think, because like I was talking to Jeff about this a little bit, and he said he was getting really bogged down in that loop.
Mm.
He was playing on the hardest difficulty, though.
That's sure.
So I could definitely see getting burned out on that, because that would slow the game down a lot, obviously. And I wouldn't want to be in there more than I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was on normal difficulty where I could get through it. The bosses were maybe, you know, he had to think a little bit, but generally I could get through it. And the gameplay is not the strongest part of the game. So
are you doing that with Final Fantasy as well? Like, are you just kind of keeping it normal, or because you're so into Final Fantasy, you're going to up the difficulty?
I'm normal. I'm into Final Fantasy because of the story
and everything. Yeah. Okay.
I do enjoy the combat, but I don't know.
No, I'm with
you. There'd have to be a very specific game where I go in hard.
Not to derail the Persona talk, but Final Fantasy does a weird thing where it will say easy, which is like story only, normal, which is how it's intended, and then dynamic.
I saw that.
Yeah. So
there's no hard mode.
Yeah, it's just based off of your skill level, which is
okay. So it's like an unending,
I guess,
ceiling.
I don't know.
It's interesting. It's an interesting concept. I was seeing that. Everyone was like, oh, I'm playing on dynamic mode. I didn't know what that really meant.
I think Souls games need that. Just like,
when I'm being crushed, maybe you can. They'll never do it.
No,
that community is so passionate about gatekeeping.
Yeah.
From scrubs like me.
Yep.
Oh, whatever. But then even if I were to play one of those games and I would do like a broken build, they would probably yell at me still. Yeah. Being like, oh, he's just doing the
Either make it accessible and let us play it, and then we'll... Anyway, back to Persona. Sorry.
So, yeah, the gameplay, I think, probably the weakest element of the game, although it didn't bother me too much. I enjoyed it because I like... a lot of the game is like getting all these different personas or Pokemon, depending on what game you're playing. And then you fuse them and you make stronger ones. And that's kind of the loop there. And I like that. I like seeing those numbers go up and getting stronger and getting really good abilities because you fuse certain ones together. And
sounds a lot like the Tactica thing that they had put in.
Well, this has been all the personas.
Yeah.
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 So. Okay.
I didn't realize how similar thread was.
Except this is just like turn-based Pokemon combat.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was all good. And then the story was like really good. I don't know if it's my favorite story. This one's a little bit more straightforward than the other ones, like, which makes sense because this one came out first in like 2009. And then they kind of have been one-upping each other since. Like, 5 had some pretty crazy dynamics to it. 4 was pretty interesting as well, where there's some plot twists thrown in. This one is, like, pretty easy to see where it's going.
Yeah.
And, like, who the bad guy is. But it's still good. I think it was still good. And the best part of the game, in my opinion, is the characters. Like, one of the main mechanics of the game, obviously, is you get these social links, they're called, with characters, and you level them up, and you get their backstory and their character arcs and whatever. And that's my favorite part of the game. So that's in this. There's a bunch of them. It's actually really hard to max everyone out. You have to like do it. I don't know how anyone does it without a guide.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be so efficient with your time, which I really don't like, because it's like, if you don't use a guide, you're going to be missing a lot of character moments. So it's like, you pretty much have to.
Not to derail, but in the Rebirth, right, for Final Fantasy VII, you know how you go into like Tifa's house and it's like you can like rummage through her things or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, that freaked me out, because it's like, is this going to be like a Final Fantasy X-2 situation where if you do one thing wrong in the very beginning of the game, that blocks you out of your relationship thing or whatever?
That's crazy.
But... who did you go with in Persona? Did you go with your heart, or did you go with your guide?
I went with my heart.
Nice. All right.
She's you're on like the track team in that game, and she's the equipment manager.
Okay.
And she's great, dude. She's so nice.
What's her name?
Yoko.
Yoko.
Y-U-K-O.
Okay.
Yeah. Yuko.
Yuko.
I don't know. It felt like the most natural one to me. And then she was like super nice. Now, I was thinking about this too. It's like, she's not part of your team, right? She's mm-hmm. like a other, you know, like a regular person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, would that affect things? Because it's like, you know how you go through something really traumatic with a group of people and it's like,
yeah,
they're the only ones yeah. that can really understand me. So I was like, maybe that would factor in. Anyways, I picked her. She's great. But there's a lot of great characters in that game. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd have to go back and look at the other casts. This might be one of my favorite casts of characters. Like, nice. They were really well done. I liked a lot of them, except the best friend character. He sucked. The guy in 5 is so much better than him. He's a whiny bitch. He's jealous of you the whole game. He's like, well, if you're so special, then I'm like, fuck you. And then you go around and you're saying you're my best friend. All right.
It's a tough line. Like, I typically either hate the main character or I hate the best friend in games like that.
Well, the main character's nobody. He's a nobody.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
You pick everything he says.
But, like, it's one of those, like, it's a fine line to walk if the best friend is, like, somehow your best friend is cool in 5, and then Neon White is another one, where he's, like, so over the top, very much like 5, actually.
Yeah.
But, like, it's fine.
Dude, Ryuji in 5 is one of my favorite. He's over the top, but he's, like, loyal.
Right.
He's your boy. Like, he would never be jealous of you. He's, like, happy for you.
Yeah.
Whereas in this game, like, you get voted as the leader because you're the main character.
Sure.
It's hilarious. So, because you never say anything. They're like, this guy's so charismatic. Gotta make him the leader.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't say a word.
I hate silent protagonists.
Yeah, I know. But it's just so funny. All the girls are like, oh, my God, you just understand me. And you're just sitting there just looking at them because you never say a word. Yeah, he's just a jealous bitch, and I hate Junpei. He kind of sucks. He's F tier. I should do a tier list.
Ooh, you should,
You get a dog, nice. Which is awesome.
Okay.
He's on your team. It's a persona
user. You
get a cat
in 5. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, you do get a cat, although she's not a cat or whatever. Yeah, he's not a cat. It's a guy, right?
Is it?
I think so, because he's trying to fuck the one girl.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole thing, man.
I get far enough in there, I guess. Sure.
He's got a crush on the one girl. Anyways, overall, this game's great. If you like Persona, you're going to like this game. I think they did an amazing job remastering it, mm-hmm. bordering on remake. I think the integrity of everything from what I saw is there, but they just put it over the top. The voice acting, stylistic choices, quality of life choices. This is the best way to experience that game now, which is kind of what you were talking about. It was like Final Fantasy, right? Like, this is what you would want to see, I guess, if you were like OG Final Fantasy. Because, like, there's not really a reason to visit the old game, I would say. Honestly, I think you're getting everything here. Maybe someone who's like a diehard OG fan would disagree with that. But from what I gathered, this just seems like the way to go.
Nice.
And it modernizes it and does a good job in that way. So
what are you going to give it then?
Yeah, I was at an 88 for this.
Okay.
I thought it was a really great game. Definitely deserves to be in the gold, I think. I think it's really polished and well done. It didn't quite get up to like Tekken or Balatro, just comparing to like recent things. Because, it is a little slow at points. It takes a lot. Like, I wish this game was like 20 hours shorter, man. Like, I think you could have cut out a lot of the, you know, going into the dark place or whatever it's called and doing the combat stuff. Like, I think you could cut a lot of that out or cut some of those bosses out, because that does drag, and that loop is, it's not the most exciting part for me. Maybe some people like that grind, but I think generally people would get kind of exhausted, especially if you do it. I could only imagine Jeff doing it on the hardest mode. That sounds like a nightmare. No, I think he stopped.
Yeah, he stopped doing it. Yeah.
Just hit a wall. Like, that's... And again, with the time efficiency thing, if you're having to go in there more than what's optimal, you're losing out on, and it just compounds and snowballs. And I can only imagine how behind he would be on. Like,
is he doing Final Fantasy? I assume he would.
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I haven't kept track. I should
tune into What Killed Jeff.
Yeah, What Killed Jeff. Twitch.tv/What Killed Jeff. Great guy.
Yeah.
Friend of the show. But yeah, that's all I had.
Nice.
88.
All right, so 88 for that, 90 for Bellatro. Yeah. All right.
Tekken's still on top for us.
Tekken's real good.
Tekken's really good. Yeah. Tekken's really good. I really enjoyed Tekken.
We'll see how Final Fantasy goes.
I was shocked at how much I enjoyed Tekken.
I know.
Yeah. Anyways.
Cool.
That's all I had.
Yeah. Sorry for the echo if anyone's still here. We'll go back downstairs. I'm going to try to move some stuff out and get things kind of like start pitching it. But I told Joe, like, he's building everything. I went over there yesterday, checked out the stage, checked out the sheen on everything and whatnot, and it was all good. And I think we're going to get lumbered today.
Yeah.
Which will be good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's coming together. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
But if you did make it this far, we appreciate that. Check us out, couchcompany.games. Kind of went over some ratings today. We have all of our ratings on there. I think we're up to 4 games. Did you rate Skull and Bones?
Skull and Bones. I played the demo of it and it was just like, it's awful. Yeah.
So we have like 3 games, I guess. Tekken, Bellatro. I have Persona.
We did one other one.
It's Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
So we got like 4.
So we'll have 4 on there.
Do you have, another one though, right? You did something else.
No, I was doing Bellatro and then
I jumped on.
Yeah, you jumped in. Yeah. So which is awesome. So I'm going to update that because I think I have something on Bellatro.
Okay.
I'm going to do Little Guardsmen.
Yep. Classic.
In my spare time.
Absolutely.
Which is you're apparently a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
And people try to like get into the kingdom and they'll like give you some sob story like, oh, I'm just a peddler of whatever.
Oh, that's like Papers, Please.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. But I like this art style and everything. It's really cool.
So I might try that. I liked Papers, Please.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So check us out. Couchcompany.games. All of our ratings are there if you're curious.
Prince of Persia will definitely be up by the time this airs. So that will be up there.
Yes. Very good.
Maybe Tekken. We'll see.
Maybe Tekken. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We're going to be here same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch.